It's Wednesday, November 25th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. The Threat Report 2021 from Sophos, the next GDPR, and Zoom fatigue, why it's an opportunity. This is the Business of Tech. Just as we go off in the U.S. to a long weekend to be thankful, Sophos brings some data in their threat report. Three key trends from the report. First, the gap between ransomware operators at different ends of the skills and resource spectrum will increase. Second, everyday threats such as commodity malware, including loaders and botnets, or human-operated initial access brokers, will demand serious security attention. And third, all ranks of adversaries will increasingly abuse legitimate tools, well-known utilities, and common network destinations to evade detection and security measures and thwart analysis and attribution. Also of note, the report highlights that the secondary extortion market is now created and growing as ransoms rise in the increased number of attacks. RDP remains the number one attack vector for ransomware. Sophos also classifies the category of crimeware as a service and calls it the new normal. So why do we care? So even the common everyday ransomware is increasing in risk and penetration, the criminals have systemized, and security tools are being used against us. The report noted that COVID-19 is also an accelerant of attacks, just as it accelerates all trends. This report is a pretty good read. I've included the link in the show notes and gives a comprehensive look at the current state of affairs. Here's my takeaway. I'm not a security expert, and even I can observe that what we're doing now isn't working. 2021 needs to be about significant changes to change the trajectory. Let's take on a bit more regulation. The EU's executive arm has proposed new legislation aimed at creating an EU-wide data marketplace to facilitate sharing of industrial and government information, provided the data is protected according to European standards, under the eyes of the bloc's regulators. This is a first attempt to focus on industrial and government data. Why do we care? Obviously still a proposal, but it's logical to assume that the personal data regulations in Europe would eventually move to government and industrial data. We care because the internet isn't specifically local, and as a patchwork of regulations begins to roll out, it'll make data management more complicated. I could argue that it's all opportunity. In mystery, there is margin, after all. But the risk is that the lack of international cooperation here makes it overly complicated for smaller companies. Providers care because the value of their services is in the set of business consulting, and your 2021 and future planning should be about staffing this need. Yes, it's official. We're hitting Zoom fatigue. Per a survey from Robert Half, 38% of employees say they have experienced video call fatigue. The most common video call pet peeve was technical issues, followed by too many meeting participants and people talking over each other. Nearly one quarter of respondents said they find virtual meetings inefficient and exhausting and would prefer to communicate through email or phone. One in four employees said the practicality and novelty of video conferencing wore off over the past 8 months. Why do we care? For the long weekend, I'm releasing an interview with John Street, the CEO of PAX 8. We talk about the current economy, and both of us agree we're at the halfway point of this. We have a ways to go. So we care about this data because this is something we can actually work on. The most common peeve is technical issues. Guess whose purview that is? Listeners to this podcast. I talk often about the value of consulting services. Well, here it is. It's one thing to give everyone the capability to do video calls. It's another to train them to be effective. The first is a commodity. Second is value. Today's episode brought to you by This Space. Want to get your message out to nearly 9,000 listeners? Advertising with the Business of Tech across the podcast network is easy with a month-to-month, no-obligation engagement. Interested in more? Visit mspradio.com/engage to find out more. Or just reach out. I'm Dave at mspradio.com. Thanks for listening. Over the long weekend, I'm going to be releasing that bonus episode, an interview with John Street of PAX 8. As we go into the long Thanksgiving holiday here in the U.S., I just want to say that I am very thankful for your time and attention and appreciate it very much. Thank you for listening, and I will talk to you again on Monday.